Fire of his love, fire of his grace is the only thing that will let you escape judgment fire. Your works won't do it, because your religious works strengthen your flesh. Grace destroys it. And if it's destroyed before you get there, what is there to judge? What is there to destroy? By the Spirit, he applies the rod and chastenings to us now in love and grace to keep from having to apply judgment to us later on. This way of deliverance is God's plan to bring us spotless into his kingdom. By the Holy Ghost, he teaches us of his new life and delivers us from the ways of death.
Right unto man,
right unto man,
at the end thereof,
the end thereof,
all the ways of death,
ways of death,
taught by religion,
taught by religion,
inspired by Satan,
inspired by Satan,
to try to know God,
try to know God,
and their opinions and feelings, you hear them say,
say,
I feel like God,
feel like God
would have me to do this,
have me to do this,
or have me to do that,
have me to do that.
I feel like this is wrong,
feel like this is wrong,
or I feel like this is right,
feel like this is right.
Live a lie in Satan,
lie in Satan,
through their carnal feelings. Inspired by Satan,
inspired by Satan,
with carnal opinion,
carnal opinion,
each man has,
each man has
his own revelation of God,
revelation of God.
I feel like this is wrong,
feel like this is wrong,
not pleasing to God,
pleasing to God.
I have a scripture,
I have a scripture
to prove it to you,
prove it to you.
Not realizing that, Satan quotes the scripture,
quotes the scripture
in your
carnal mind,
speaking as God,
speaking as God.
God has a way,
God has a way
to deliver his truth,
deliver his truth.
He does not let you know,
does not let you know
good and evil,
good and evil.
He doesn't give you a choice, of what you will believe,
what you will believe.
He speaks the simple Lord,
speaks the simple Lord.
And that ends it,
that ends it.
You either submit,
either submit,
or he judges you,
or he judges you,
and destroys you,
and destroys you,
with all your opinions,
all your opinions.
And in their mouth was found no guile, for they were without fault before the throne of God. Do you know what no guile means? None of their own way, none of their own words in their mouth. When God says it, that's it. When God speaks it, I say it. When God says, Jesus Christ hath come in my flesh, I say, he hath come in my flesh. When God says, let the weak say, I am strong, I say, I am strong. But I don't feel like I'm healed. I don't feel like I'm strong. I don't feel like I'm Jesus Christ in the flesh. I just don't feel like doing that. I don't feel led to do that. Those are your own words. Guile. Guile. The Father doesn't ask you or consult you to see if you feel like doing anything. He just tells you to do it. Out in the world,
there are millions of people with different opinions and versions of God, led by their feelings every day. The very meaning of the word Babel, total confusion. They're going around and preaching good and evil, giving folks a false salvation plans. But you don't save folks with the knowledge of good and evil. You save them by a personal experience with Jesus Christ. Our Lord says, you come to my tree of life, the resurrected Jesus, I will clothe him upon you and saturate you, and I will destroy everything of Satan in you, whether you think it's good or evil. And once I finish with you, you'll stand there knowing that Jesus Christ has come in your flesh. Listen to John,
listen to John.
Christ speaking in him,
Christ speaking in him.
Give you the answer,
give you the answer.
To guard against Satan,
guard against Satan.
Inside of you,
inside of you,
there abides an anointing,
abides an anointing
of the Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
that teaches you all things,
teaches you all things.
And you need not,
and you need not,
any carnal man teach you,
carnal man teach you.
With the anointing inside,
anointing inside,
teaches you all things,
teaches you all things.
Even as you received it,
as you received it,
abide faithfully in it,
faithfully in it.
The unction of truth,
the unction of truth,
that knoweth all things,
knoweth all things.
Let that therefore,
that therefore,
abide in you,
abide in you,
which you have heard. You've heard
that which you've heard
from the beginning,
from the beginning,
shall remain in you,
remain in you.
You shall also continue,
also continue,
in the Son and the Father,
Son and the Father,
the anointing inside,
anointing inside,
fullness of God. Of the Son,
fullness of the Son,
the fullness of the Father,
fullness of the Father,
as
we abide
in your anointing inside,
anointing inside.
The gift of the Holy Ghost,
gift of the Holy Ghost,
is given unto you,
given unto you,
to reveal Christ,
to reveal Christ,
all his fullness,
all his fullness.
Which you have received is the Spirit of truth. This unction of righteousness teaches you of all things. The blessings and power of the heavenly sacrifice flow into your anointing. And as the Holy Ghost moves from the sacrifice to our anointing, all of our needs are supplied. Moving in complete peace and rest now, you grow in grace and truth. His word delivers you in strife and unbelief. He joins your anointing with your mind. Then your mind becomes a place of peace and rest that hold the wisdom and knowledge of our Father. So, how do I turn on my anointing to use the gifts of God every day and to discern all spirits and doctrines that come before me? Jesus gave us the secret. As he groaned in the spirit before he raised Lazarus. With groanings and utterings from inside you, that opens up the anointing, so you are able to communicate with the Lord in the spirit, not the flesh. This groaning or praying within yourself allows the Holy Spirit to communicate directly to God for you and petition God for your request. In your carnal mind, you pray about things or weaknesses that you know about. But he that searches and knows your mind and heart goes beyond what you pray for or ask, because we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Paul said that we do groan, being clothed upon with Jesus, that the things that work of death, such as sin and lust in our lives, might be consumed in the life of Jesus Christ. So Satan whispers, you don't need to utter in the Spirit and abide in that anointing. Just figure it out for yourself. Then you listen to that, and you turn away from the Holy Ghost. Turn away from the anointing to the spirit of Satan that works in your flesh. You turn away from the tree of life to live a life in the knowledge of good and evil. Then you have no safeguard for the influences of the world. You fall from grace as Satan substitutes the feeling in your flesh for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. He seduces you with enticing words and desires, and you stop growing and return to living in the flesh in your own way. It seems right in your carnal mind, it's the way of death. It feels good in your flesh, but it's the way of death. You reject the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and the end thereof is the way of death. Now these things I have spoken unto you concerning them that will seduce you, whether they be from inside your mouth or outside. They speak not by the Spirit, listen not unto them, but abide in the things of the Spirit and truth you have been taught. And look not to each other, the feelings of your flesh, but look unto Christ.
Genesis to Revelation.